Welcome back to the Challenge Double Agents Wrap Up Podcast for episode 8. I am Brian Cohn. Here with me, as always, my co-host, Alisher. Allie, how are you?
Welcome back is right. The bitch is back, everyone. Sorry to tell you. Brian, thank you so much for always your flexibility. Honestly, this is not me being sarcastic. Like, I truly could not do this podcast if I think it was co-hosted by anyone else for many reasons, but certainly because of your flexibility and the great guests that you lined up for me. So thank you to Jason and Alan. Thank you to Brian. Thank you to the audience. I'm back.
You're missed. We got to hear it takes a lot of challenge to catch up on between the last few weeks, including this one. So I feel like now I'm back in the hosting chair. Give me your big picture thoughts is what I would ask people. Give me your big picture thoughts the last 3 weeks. Well, what do you have?
You're living in the past, man. 2 weeks. I only missed two.
Back well, I guess we could lump this one into.
Okay, perfect. Honestly, we could just do like a cool five and then be gone. That'd be great.
There you go.
No, I missed it because I obviously watch, and it's always... While I don't enjoy missing the podcast, it is always fun to sort of return to watching as a fan and like, not that I'm anything but a fan now, but to return back to watching without my computer, without rewinding. I missed like the faces of who voted for who and to just like purely enjoy it. All I can remember is Leroy's elimination. Like that was... I mean, we've always rooted for Leroy, but if anyone's questioning if Leroy's got gas in the tank, baby, he's ready to go.
Yeah. Him and Cam, they're dominating. They're the king and queen.
I mean, I'm choked up, honestly. Not like you were at your wedding, but I'm choked up. You were to Instagram reference if you follow Brian's wife on Instagram, otherwise you wouldn't get it.
Hey, Nathan made the NBA. It's a big deal.
the spoiler alert. The other, I think, standout, and then tell me if I'm like forgetting because it's been 2 weeks. Like, the other notable thing is sort of the Teresa of it all,
right?
And that'll obviously that sort of took a pause, but this episode was almost like a palate cleanser. Like nothing really happened, and we're gonna get to next week when Cam and Teresa go head to head.
Yeah,
but. Do I find Teresa being edited to be unlikable? Like, do I find myself feeling sort of unlikable towards her? Yes. Do I think she's perhaps overplaying or she was maybe in a good spot and played herself out of one? Perhaps. But do I have any choice but to stand a strategic queen coming back from the dead of the challenge, like the challenge graveyard, only to emerge as the primary, dare I say, sole opposition to the main alliance? I forget if I said do I or should I must. I simply must stand.
Yeah, I think if you were drawing up the blueprint of what you expected Teresa to be, like I'd never imagined her being like the strategic foil for Cam. Like I thought she would come in and try to be a competitor, maybe make a get a new friendships here or there, but it's kind of it's stunning to see how much of a focal point she is as the villain, the foil, the mastermind, all the things. It's kind of crazy for her to take on this role.
It's honestly she's making sort of Cam 1.0 moves, or even Cam first episode this season moves, where it's like the crazy, this is maybe a little too soon, too many moving parts, relies on too many things, builds sort of bad blood for like questionable results. Like it is almost like a Cam versus Cam in that spot. But you know, sad to see Jay go. If he offered me $5,000, I don't think I could tell you who left 2 weeks ago.
Man,
at least I didn't talk about it. Was it Leo? Okay,
oh, it was Tori. Was that Tori 3 weeks ago?
But it was also Leo. I forgot about that. That also Leo, I want to talk about
leaving. Yes,
And you guys talked about this expertly, but like, really, just wow, how far we've come with the storytelling, the explanation for what Leo is going through, and B. You know, the support from the cast and from TJ and, you know, I obviously can't understand what he was going through And I think I'm happy he did and got the support that he needed, did what he needed to do and got the support he needed. So, and the other thing that stood out to me about Leo is, like, we didn't really get to know Leo, but
right.
The way Gabby talked about Leo made me love Leo in that moment. That, like, Gabby was like, he was such a supportive partner. He was so great. Mm-hmm. And I'm really going to miss him. He really got me through it. I was like, oh, I believe her. We didn't see that, but I believe it. And, like, in that case, like, you know, heart goes out to Leo.
Yeah. But yeah, that was pretty amazing to see how far MTV's come with that. But then we didn't lose TJ, you know, him. What did you think of the fact that when TJ changed the rules and, like, added the, like, guys don't, I loved it.
Yeah. Who cares? Like, it's so stupid. It also had no outcome. So it was just a real scolding. Right. It's like, yeah, you're going to be grounded, but you already didn't do anything this week, so we'll let you out. Like, it's like, okay, thanks, Dad. I mean, that's almost what Survivor needs to do, right? For the challenges that are broken, almost I wish they did that when they let Fessy and Anissa win the put the thing into the slot challenge, you know, where you had to go retrieve pegs and put them in. I wish they did that. Like, if you're not playing and you're standing around, your thing expires. Like, I like that they're just like, nope, we're not. This isn't going to make good TV. So even if it's good strategy, we don't care. Great. Nope. Love it. And we warned you guys.
On the fly.
We told you the rules don't matter.
They don't.
We told you.
That was the first. I think that was the first piece of advice we gave at the beginning of the season with all the new people. It was like, don't think about anything. Just sit back and enjoy the ride because you don't know where it's going to go. And sometimes half the people's votes won't count. And that's just, you know, the train we stop on for that episode.
I don't have an alley from the editing room on this podcast, so we need to find out who left 2 weeks ago because it wasn't Tori.
I think it was Tori.
No, I was here for the Tori and Anissa one. Was I? Mm. I thought I was. Maybe I wasn't. That's hilarious. No, I definitely talked about Tori being like ego, and then this is what we love about you. I talked about Tori.
No, because that was Teresa. Oh, that was so Teresa. That was Teresa's big move. So she put Cam. So who did Cam eliminate?
Oh yeah, Ashley. Duh. Okay, you know what? You forgive Ashley. Me because I already saw Ashley get eliminated, so I forgot. Okay.
The second time. Second time. Doesn't count.
All right. Should we talk about this episode?
Yeah. So Cam and Leroy, they're all celebratory with their gold skulls. You love to see it. Happy for them.
JP23 says, you can only choose one. Leroy wins the final, or Leroy and Cam stay together forever.
Oh, I don't care. Let Leroy win a final. What is their happiness gave me in life? I want my own happiness of watching Leroy win. So that's the choice.
I mean, if Cam and Leroy break up, like, I'll be sad, but they broke up before and I was sad and I got past it because they got back together.
Flags fly forever.
So I will say that you could get, maybe they'll break up. Maybe they won't be together forever. They'll break up and get back together. And then we can have both JP23. Don't Amazing. Try to outsmart me. I honestly, that wasn't that smart that I said that. So he did. Now get a hype woman like Cam. I love their relationship. Like the way Cam hypes Leroy up here, the way Leroy just wanted to make her proud. It's kind of nice to see a healthy, functional relationship on the challenge.
Yeah, it was amazing thinking about where they started. Like, they kind of had a rocky road, off-season breakup, awkwardness during a season. To see them here, you know, shows love can conquer all, even in the challenge.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what's freaked me out about them as a couple is, like, if one of them never got asked back to the challenge or decided not to come back, or they weren't in the situation where they, like, have a show that keeps them together, like, they might never be together.
Yeah.
I don't like to think like that.
Big crossroads moment. Oh.
I don't like to think about that. What do you think of their little finessing plans of, like, two different, like, they sort of talk about, okay, we're going to run as two different teams. There's been some talk of, like, oh, should I pick Cam and finish this out with or whatever. I really thought they were going to try to get back together. I'm surprised they're going to compete against each other in their minds that it'll be a partnership. Maybe it won't be, but that's sort of their plan.
Yeah, I think it's still the right move because I think you still don't know what's coming down the pike. Like, you know, God forbid all of a sudden there's a double elimination and then they both go home and then they're both out. So I think it, you know, keep your options open as late as you possibly can, because who knows in the final, maybe you're randomly have a new partner in the final anyway. So let the game kind of play out. Don't force it.
I agree. And it's like, I, the one thing I'd worry about if I were Kyle is that I do think Cam is more interested in seeing Leroy win than she would be in even seeing herself win, because she knows how much it matters, it means to Leroy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want to be running a final with someone who wants another team to win, because she's getting that money either way. I'm not getting that money.
That's true. But he is a Killer Kyle, so I think, does he get like a quarter of it with the Killer family?
That works? I don't know.
He's like, so you have a, you know, a child, he's like a benefiter? I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Interesting. We'll have to take a quick estates class and get back to you next week. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. So Cam still got revenge in her heart, and she mm-hmm. wants Casey to go in against Teresa, or Casey, or Lola to go in against Teresa. I was very surprised to hear Cam be sort of semi-willing to gamble Casey, Leroy's partner.
Yeah, I thought that too. But it seems like Cam, at least she seems like the only one who really picks up of like when it's guys' day and girls' day. So it seems like she would really only do it when it would be pretty confidently be a girls' day. But even still, obviously with the challenge, you never know. So it is still a risk to put Leroy in harm's way like that.
Well, but even if it's a guys' day, what if Casey loses and then Teresa's Leroy's partner? You know, like, I almost think, like, if they're saying we might be running and we want to run with the strongest possible teammates, like, I would want Casey to be locked in with Leroy, unable to mm-hmm. be at risk.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting point. Maybe it was just for fodder, for talk, that's what she wants to do, just thinking of, like, the strong competitors, that Casey would be one of them. But, you know, until she does it, like, it'd be really tough for her to, like, put Leroy in harm's way like that and then to shake up his game. So until she does it, I don't fully believe that she would do that.
Yeah, it definitely seems like she's leaning sort of Lolo, or at least like the edit we're getting is that like Lolo's time is coming potentially. Let's talk about Lolo and Nam. I mean, my hopes were so sky high for this team. Yeah. And I'm heartbroken.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about like Olympic athletes on these reality competition shows, but they just don't deliver. It's so sad.
Well,
where's the gusto?
I'm just sad that their team isn't like functional. It almost seems like truly because they just come from such different like teamwork styles, mm-hmm. they can't work together.
Yeah. I mean, we've been calling it out now for weeks that like of all teams that need to go into elimination just to shake things up, they just need to go in because individually they could still win a final, either of them easily with their level of strength and stuff. But together, they're just a strain rack.
I love CT popping in on them. Like, get it together. Go in. Why does he want them to go in? Like, I don't understand. Maybe because...
I don't know. Well, this is his rebuilding year, so he's building up his friendships.
I think from CT's perspective, maybe if Nam gets a skull and they don't want him in the final, maybe they'll put CT in against him to get rid of one of them, and he'll get a chance that way. I'd rather go against Nam in a final, though, than CT, just because of the experience. And we see that in the elimination. I mean, in the daily, that like, you know, Nam might be a spring chicken, but CT's got experience, right, and that trumps every day.
Yep. Do you think there's any thought of people trying to keep Lolo out of eliminations, like she speculates?
Yeah, I think this is really the first episode we hear that sort of coming to fruition where, okay, CT, Lolo, Nam, a lot of the big beast looking people are not getting in and are never even being talked about since CT was first talked about with Ashley.
Yeah, but it just seems odd because there seems like there's always been like a specific reason for everyone else to be voted in. Like, we haven't heard this at all. Like, I think this is all just kind of internal feelings for CT and Lolo, but it doesn't seem external like anyone's plotting specifically against them.
Well, it's also like, you know, we get the little threats like deliberations, like, no, you'll have to go against me if you put my partner in. Like, with Lolo and Nam, who wants to go against either one of them? There's no motivation. Like, maybe it's just as much I don't want them to be in the final, and I don't want to risk going against either one of them on either day, men mm-hmm. or women. So with CT, it'll get interesting because people might want to go against Big T at some point, and maybe he'll get lucky and luck into like it's actually a guy's day. But I
CT,
believe
they want a daily. See, they want a daily. Like, CT had his chance to go in. He's didn't do it.
Yeah, no, I mean, exactly. I mean, I think there was a lot of frustration for me in this episode where people were like, I don't want to go in. It's not my time. Or I do. Like, Nani and Josh were insufferable to me the way they were talking about it. And, you know, CT sort of gets away with it. because he's CT. But yeah, it's annoying. Like, yeah, take your shot. Especially your CT. Take your shot. You're cashing that check either way. You're coming back either way. So you might as well go in. It'll be your only chance.
Yeah, there's weird back and forth all season of the thread from last season where people were like, whenever they wanted to go in, that's where they were going in. And that's like bleeded into this season, but like not fully. So you see some people being like, all right, I don't want to go in, thinking that means they don't have to go in. And other people are like, all right, I want to go in, thinking that means they're 100% going in. And like everyone's not aligned with that, which they shouldn't be, but the people's mindset are still in that world.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is like, Jarrett, speaking of last season, like where it's like, you don't know how many there will be, better get your shot now. Jarrett said, were we informed as viewers that they'd have to steal skulls? Also, doesn't that defeat the purpose of limiting the skulls to five if you get a chance anyway? Like, do you still think there's going to be a lop off at some point, or are they going to just have enough eliminations?
I don't think there'll be a lot. I think there'll be enough eliminations where whoever people are left are will have skulls similarly. But I think at that point, you know, you're only going against people that have skulls, or I guess you can put people with skulls against each other, and maybe that'll free up a skull to go like something like that. But I'm not expecting there to be people being like, I never had a chance to go in.
Right. So then what's the point of it? Like, yeah, maybe it is more interesting that like people are going to have to defend it so many more times or like whatever. But is that really that interesting? Then it does kind of make sense that you'd set up sort of weaker guys to have skulls so that then you can start. You're going to get your chance and it's going to be against a weaker guy. Like,
yeah,
it sort of takes away. Like, again, I feel like we complained about this last season. But for me, for this to work again, after now they've gotten warnings, like you're only going to have five and you better get your shot and whatever. At the end of X weeks, the four people left without skulls are just leaving. I want to see that. I want there to be consequence. There's no consequence to not going in here.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we will. I'm after what happened last season, I'm not expecting, because I don't want that letdown. So I'm not expecting there to be a scene of Corey being like, I can't believe I never got my chance. Something like that. I'm not expecting it.
Well, Josh isn't even really after his gold skull. He's after getting respect put on his name.
Yeah. God, Josh.
Fair enough.
I don't even know. I have no more thoughts with Josh. It's been an ordeal with him this season, even more so than normal. And this episode,
this season, the entire time since he stepped
into his career. Yeah, his career from Big Brother. Even like he's talking about here. I'm not like he talks about wanting to help his family. That's great. Like he did just win $500,000, right? Like I feel like that had to help.
Sure.
No.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, how much more is he going to get the same amount this time? If probably less. So, like, what did you do with the first time? That's if he wins. He's not going to win. I don't know. He's just everything he does infuriates me.
Yeah, no, he's horrible. He's the worst. One person I'm more optimistic on, I've sort of grown in the last 3 weeks while I've been away. And I'm coming back to tell you, Kyle fans, that Kyle might be slowly becoming my Mitch watch, where if I just choose to like everything I used to dislike about him, I can start appreciating it. Like, I have to say, there is no one pettier than Kyle on this planet. And I live for that. Like, he's not even making good moves. Like, he's just like, right. Yep, I want to get rid of Anissa because she betrayed me. And it's like, okay, well, keep going for that, Kyle. Like, I love that. I love that gameplay. I would do that too. Like, Kyle could just sit pretty with a skull. People are reasonably intimidated by him and let the game play out. No, Kyle has to be exacting revenge on the people who basically helped him get the skull in the first place.
Yeah, he's been great. When he was like, what do I help my friends or go or torment my enemies? I torment my enemies. I put that on a t-shirt. That's perfect. He's been so good. I think he kind of got lumped into some of the bad UK people early on. And now that some of those people have really been faded away and hopefully for good, Kyle's tried to like, he looks a lot better. And I think in just that picture, he even looks even more better.
I mean, I think it's also like the whole Kara and Polly of it all, if you can remember, like,
oh my God, that's
his
right.
Whole existence was just the Kara and Polly stuff. And I think I never really got over that. But now you're right. It's like he's breathing new life into the season. He's also, now that Wes is gone, him and like they have nobody really else. So it's like him and Devin just goofing around, dressing alike, like to mock other people in the confessionals. And like, that's funny. I'm here for that. I'm here for them as a team.
Yeah, being good at confessionals goes a long way to upping your approval rating amongst the audience.
Is Kyle the best confessional? Maybe Cam's also up there, but I think Kyle's confessionals are really, really good.
Yeah, I think that the two killers, they're top two.
I'm not ready to. He's not Killer Kyle. I'm not. Forget that.
Hey, Cam didn't shoot it down. I mean, she's stuck by
him. Well, yeah, so. They're partners. What's he, what's she going to say? Do you think Cam wants to run to the end? I know she didn't switch. Like, do you think she wants to go with Kyle now?
I think so. I mean, you would think maybe Fessy, but I think she really despises Fessy after watching what he's done so far this season. So, like, who else would you honestly rather? Kyle almost, I mean, he finished second last season. He's obviously no slouch, so I think he's right up there as a good partner.
I've been
he's
saying encouraging. All season that morale is, like, the number one thing you need in the teammate. Like, physical ability, yeah. But then, like, look at Nam and Lolo. Like, they have mm-hmm. no morale, no, like, teamwork, no camaraderie. Like, you need that. So I think Cam and Kyle, it's a weird mixing because, like, Cam was upset when she first got picked by Kyle, but it works.
Yeah. Kyle's good.
All right. Amber B gets, like, a little play here that she's basically ultimately going to betray Amber M and her rookie alliance to get in bed with the Big Brother alliance. Honestly, the way they make it seem is, like, nobody's asking her to do anything. Like, nobody cares. She's just, like, mm-hmm. doing this. But I do think that's not true. Like, I think she did have to make a decision. And really interestingly here, she includes Lolo in the Big Brother Alliance. Caitlin Glancy says, did you know Lolo was in the Big Brother Alliance?
They haven't made a point to show that Amber was in the Big Brother Alliance. So definitely they haven't shown that Lolo is, which is, I mean, if she is, that's incredible. That celebrity Big Brother rolls over into real Whoops. Big Brother. And that's, oh boy. So this
that's all good.
Yeah, but it's crazy. That would be nuts if she actually is part of that world.
Yeah, I mean, I think they did show like an Amber Casey conversation once or twice, but we definitely never got a name check of Lolo in it. And but good for Lolo. I feel like she could use an ally, particularly after mm-hmm. this episode. But the Amber B thing, I mean, do you feel like Amber B made the right choice going with Big Brother?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more cachet, you know, working with Fessy and all of them. Like, they have a lot more power in the house than Amber M. It's very annoying with the same names. I always get confused who's who because the Amber was before my Big Brother time, so I don't really know her that well. So like I can't remember which is Amber B Big Brother.
Yeah, I remember it because
okay. B Big Brother. All right, now
well you can remember it that way. But on our preview, the amount of times that Rob said Amber Borzotra, I always think of it when I'm trying to decide who's who.
Okay, perfect.
But yeah, no, I mean the clear choice is Big Brother. Like they're the people winning alliances. When Gabby puts up a win, which you know she almost did, she did well in the mm-hmm. daily, then let's have a conversation about being loyal to the rookie girls.
Yep.
Should we get to the daily?
Yeah. All Brawl, a multi-stage mud wrestling type thing. There's a relic in the middle of a pond. Four heats, you have to find the relic and run it out. Four winners move on, then they battle each other. Two winners move on, then the partners battle each other, and then someone wins.
Two iconic challenge relics. Oddly enough, not the items that were ever called relics, which were right. a thing involved. We're two iconic challenge relics. We've been here for a long time, under the mud, waiting to be picked up. I don't know.
Tagline.
I really liked this challenge.
So did I, for the first round and for the second round. Third round was a bust, and I'm not sure why they went that far. Like, why was that even... Like, why couldn't they just have the pairs battle each other over, like, one relic or something? I don't... Like, individually doing it was kind of a waste, I felt.
So, you like that the first round goes to men versus women, and then you wanted to see Kyle, Cam, Big C, and Big CT... do a first round version of like there's yeah. a relic in the water. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it gets super, super physical. And if it like, it's not like that much of a thing and you could still like them. They're not gonna like kill the girls if they're in the middle of it. So I think they would have been fine. Or if you just do timed, like just do the head to head bet, like something like that. And whoever gets it quicker, like they do time challenges for every single thing that doesn't need to be timed.
If they did time,
this would have been the perfect thing.
Well, no, because I think to me, honestly, if they did time, same result, like same thing, because just whoever has the weaker partner is going to lose that time in the same way that. Oh, I'm sorry. You meant I misunderstood.
Like round two, like Got round it. Two would be. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't mind the progression, and I liked that the partners had to contribute because this was this individual limit. This was an individual challenge, so I was sort of wondering how it was going to come together. So I didn't mind. I think it's unfortunate the way it played out.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely caught a bad break having it end up being Big T versus Cam. But even still, I mean, how many times were they gonna were they hoping for some epic five round thing? I don't know. It just felt a little much.
Are you saying the last round should have been time instead of?
I'm saying the last round should never have been.
Okay, right. No, I understand. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just want to clear that up. Yeah.
Yeah, it should have been whoever CT versus Nam and whoever won that round the quickest wins the daily.
Yeah, and I don't mind that it would be sort of an imbalance. Like in a way that, no offense, but the one that Big CT did win was also just an individual elimination. I mean, an individual challenge.
Right.
Based on the weight of your partner.
It was interesting to see CT get so visibly upset with how he was this is so stupid. We're never going to win. What am I going to do? Waste my energy and time with this? I didn't expect him to be so visibly angry, especially with Big T standing right there. He's usually a much better, especially recently, he's been a much better encouraging partner like that. I guess he just couldn't. He just got so frustrated.
I think he pulled it off because he said I couldn't beat Cam. You know, he sort of pulled it off without making her feel bad about it. But I agree. I thought it was a little sort of not the current CT, but I do think, and I think Big T understands, your heart goes out to him. Mm-hmm. He worked really hard. Honestly, again, another storyline of he still got it. CT taking out Nam, that was impressive. CT take outsmarting the field, exploding out of the water. That was impressive. He's got moves. Old man's got moves.
Yeah. And good for Nam winning his round. Doing the stealth move, popping out. And Teresa and Nani. So I'm surprised it never came back, Nani tossing it to Cam. The way it played out, it seems like because of that, Cam threw Nani and Bone and let them get an easy matchup. I mean, it played out for Josh, but there was no callback to that at all.
I mean, the way I viewed it was Nani's just bad at this, and Nani threw it back. Did she actually throw it to Cam?
I don't know, but you would think that would come up, did you do it purposely? Why did this happen?
I think it's I thought it was just Nani explodes out of the water with it, does the exact wrong strategic thing, and then just gets caught up in the fight of it all, and it slips and it gets loose. She fumbles it and Cam gets it. I didn't think it was anything strategic, but
I'm sure that's what happened. I'm just surprised it didn't come up really at all.
Fair. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Gabby gets it too. You know, I really liked this, and I liked that it evolved into the grappling. I think, it didn't bother me as much. It was sad, but I thought your teammate should have a say. But if they did it how you did it, I would still be coming here saying I loved it. Plus, if CT won, I would really be coming here saying I loved it. So, fair enough. Right. you're correct.
What did you make of a choke gate between Lolo and Anissa?
My heart is with Lolo here because it's how when I don't like Josh, but I can understand why when Devin and TT and people are piling on and he can't get control of himself. And it's just the bullies are, I'm using bully too loosely. You know, the people are just pressing your buttons because they know you'll react and you don't want to give them the reaction, but you're going to give it anyway because you can't help yourself. I can relate to that sort of toxic trait. With Lolo here, she's an Olympian. She's a competitor. That's what she does. And the whole fairness, it's because you're sad you lost. You wanted to win. You could have won. It was yours to lose. Nam won his. If you were in it, you guys would be the winner. And she's a little sore about it. I don't blame her. It would suck to get choked, but I think more of it is coming from a soreness of losing. I would never call her a sore loser. I'm just saying a soreness of losing.
Right. Yeah. No, I totally agree. She's got to be frustrated. The eighth daily, not winning, not really coming close. I'm sure it's got the frustration has to be getting there.
I the way she carries it on throughout the house too, though, I also kind of felt was no, I want to prove I'm not a sore loser. I'm going to keep justifying it. But again, this is what she does. She wants to win. And I think she's why am I there's no reason I shouldn't beat any of these women all the time.
Mm-hmm. Anissa obviously has matured over the time. And this is the smarter thing to do is to wait a day or something to go up to Lolo. But this is this is the type of stuff we're missing in new school challenge. People need to, talk more with the he levels up and start fights and brawls and stuff like that. I don't there's too much level headedness going on here. People need to start acting irrational.
I think that's probably true. We haven't said alcohol was the enemy in a very long time. And yeah. But with Anissa, though, I do think part of it is Lolo. You don't want to start being someone that Lolo's calling for to see in the elimination.
Yeah. Absolutely. But if Lolo's not going to like win a lot, like what she was like, you know, we're here for like seeing her blow up. And like, this was a chance, like the, even with like Teresa the other time, like Teresa, like did it smartly too, like calmed her down. Like someone, like who's going to like be the one to piss her off? Like it needs to happen. So someone needs to say something stupid at the wrong time to Lolo for the entertainment.
Maybe it'll be us.
Could be. If they clip this, that could be it.
But okay, so I did love the cut to Kyle laughing about how he beat CT legitimately. And CT was like, all right, Kyle, next time it might be for real.
Yeah, very funny. And Devin, too, with a good confession. Devin's very good in the confessionals, though. I'll give him that. He's very good.
Yeah, no, he is also definitely one of the top people. Let's talk. We talked about Kyle and Cam's strategy. Who's right here? What should be the game plan?
So I think whatever they chose, I feel like this was the worst outcome. I feel like not only did they not go after people in Kyle's mind, they're going after them. They also didn't really gain like an ally. And I guess the best thing they could say is they gave someone a gold skull who's not a threat. So if that was the end goal, then that was good. But that didn't seem to be what their end goal was. So I don't know exactly what their end goal was and how this all played out.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle's plan is the fun plan. That's what I want to see. But Cam's plan is also terrible. No one's going to owe you a favor. Like, oh, I'll throw him a bone and Nani will owe me. No, never. No one will ever honor that. No one will ever care. I think Cam does think that that happens more than it does. Because she would play like that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. We got the worst possible outcome, but I do think it ended up being exactly Cam's plan, which is make Josh and Nani feel like they owe you. What else were you going to do? Anybody you put in was going to get their gold skull against Michi and Amber. I'm sorry. Against Michi especially.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, why not have it be Josh? So I think that was the best of a bad hand they were dealt. Kudos to Kyle for trying to politic and get the other result.
Yeah. I, since they both do have their own skulls, they probably also tried to get out of this week with the least amount of possible blowback as possible. So this worked out well in that regard.
Agreed. Let's go out to the igloo next to the house.
80s night. I think it was 80s night.
And the music was 80s, baby, throughout the whole time. From the beginning, from the opening scene, I was feeling it. That's it.
Do you think they plan these like they must like discuss what type of themes they want to do beforehand, right? Like before they start.
Well, was anything 80s
costumes?
Did they have costumes?
I don't know. Yeah, like, at least the hair was like, I thought like
it's
80s
like
hair.
One,
I guess you don't have to pack anything for that.
I'm 90% sure we saw the same thing, which was just they were playing 80s music and Amber had like sort of like bigger hair and they like
who
shot them
think?
Walking in. But I don't think anybody else was 80s.
Who do you think is like the theme promoter? Who's coming?
I think you, because there was no theme and you made it up.
You don't think it was really like an 80s?
I know. I saw what you saw because I was like, oh, is there a theme? And I was like, no one else is dressed.
Oh, that's really disappointing.
No one's dressed. Like Amber just has like big curly hair.
Womp womp.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I watched it pretty quickly, but I can't claim to have done a close watch, guys. I had to be here. I'm sorry. But all right, CT makes good with Big T, and I think that's all that matters, is that he says it's not your fault. And what I love is what I think is true, that having Big T on his team has done more good for him than it has for Big T, in that Big T has all the social relationships this season. CT was public enemy number one, and he at least gets to ride it out because now he's with Big T.
Yeah, having Big T on your side is a plus for not only for many things, especially going forward. Like you could tell, like the rookie girls are gonna always relate to her because the rookie girls are always gonna be underestimated, and Big T just herself is always underestimated. So she's always gonna be lumped in to like the rookie girl layup type. So having them on your side immediately is always gonna pay dividends.
I do want to highlight the little bit of, you know, we go back and forth, especially for new listeners. It's like, oh, it's so cool that like all these people come back again and again. And like there are advantages with that where we know them so well. We've been watching them for like 15 years. Disadvantages, one of them being right here, where CT basically makes a commitment to, and who knows if he'll honor it, but he makes a commitment to Pig T that if given the option to switch, he won't switch. And he tells us in the confessional, he made a mistake not picking Cam, but you know, he'll chalk it up to rebuilding. He'll try again next year. Like he has no incentive to, and this is why I made the original switch bet. He's got no incentive to F over CT, Big T, and get be disliked by America, because CT will be invited back next year. And this just isn't his season. And he's still cashing the check anyway.
Mm-hmm. Especially because again, we don't like he could get his gold skull, stick with Big T. And Big T just gets eliminated herself, which is very likely. And then he's good with everyone. So there's really no need.
But I do wish everyone was playing like Leroy, who's like, this is my last season. Like Leroy plays every season, honestly, like it's his last season and he's desperate mm-hmm. to win. And, you know, you see someone like CT, who's great, but doesn't have that same fire.
Mm hmm. But put him in a competition and the fire comes out.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But it's just like, what other reality show would you have a guy cutting to camera being like, eh, this will just right. be a rebuild. I'll get him next time in the middle of the season.
Right. Like Parvati comes back again. This is my rebuilding Survivor season. Next time, though, you watch out.
I guess we have to talk about Nani and Josh. I yawned because in anticipation of how bored I'm going to be during this conversation.
Yeah. I mean, just sums it up perfectly, right? They're like, oh, we don't care. We'll go up against anyone. But we want to go up against Amber and Michi, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
could there sure. be a more unlikable team of layups talking about layups like they deserve the layups, but also that they're like, it's like when Josh tries to pick a fight with Jay because he wants to go against him. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on.
Mm-hmm. And not like Nani again. Like, I want to show I still have the competitiveness in me. I want to show I still got it. Like, when has she ever had it? Like, what was that season? I missed that one.
Look at us just sitting from the comfort of our own homes with exactly. very little athletic ability between us. No offense. That's I weigh you down, none, I'm sure.
None take. I'm past my prime. I'm 30 going on 40.
At least. All right. we talked about Amber here. Amber B pulling the old Jacob Jones on Sequester of, I've heard my name and Big T's name, so I'm going to have to potentially betray you because it's either me or you. And it's like, no one has said Amber Borzotra. Nobody right. has said that. But kudos on the strategy. That's some Big Brother shit she's pulling to the table. But like, nobody, everybody knows nobody's saying her name.
Yeah, but she wants to, you know, move the target specifically onto someone. But you respect.
I have to say, after seven episodes, whatever this is, I'm sort of tired of the deliberation before the vote. Mm. Because it's never, I mean, Leroy's always good for a laugh. But even this episode, they admit, like, I think everyone has their minds made up. They're like, yeah, that's pretty much how it always is.
I actually kind of like this, especially compared to some of the other abominations they've done in the past with the tribunals, and like that was much worse, I feel like, than this. So not that these have really affected the vote, but just for entertainment purposes, I felt like these have been much better than some of the other
ones. I would rather clip this and get more strategy after the that we don't always get after the double trouble, what's that called, the double agents find out who's declassified, and then I'm not using it, and then go, and then they strategize. Like, I would like to see more of that when there's complete information than the we already know who's going in and we're gonna like puff our chests about it, and then our partner's gonna threaten to go in, like, remember, I'm Fessy and you might have to go against me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested.
Yeah,
but he was, I mean, right,
there's really no perfect thing, I guess, because they need to have some type of like set piece to gather them all together. And for me, I just much prefer this than the, you know, up on the pedestal.
Oh yeah, no. If I'm comparing it to the tribunal, no question, totally agree.
Yeah,
I just want to get rid of it from this season and give me a little more on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really don't ever get anything. This time, we didn't get literally anything because we didn't know who was going in either.
Yeah, what did you think of that? I liked it because I'm asking you, but I'm gonna answer you. I liked it because it ended up being the most obvious outcome and the outcome I thought was gonna happen the whole time, but made it a little more interesting. And we already knew who everyone voted for. So I was like, maybe I'll add one more second of me actually wondering based on their facial expressions.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I thought it was a weird choice to do it this week, though. Because, like, I get your point that this was, like, an obvious one. So it was like, I'm sure they told them, please act surprised so we can clip this out like that or something like that. But I thought they would just do it when it really was like, who's actually going to go in type moment.
Yeah, but then we're more interested to see the votes, right? And maybe they could show us after. And I know they do show that after. But like, when it's a shock, then I want to see the faces come down.
Right.
But yeah, it's like the one time on Survivor where you didn't know someone had an idol and they play at a tribal council. Yeah, and you're like, oh my God, that was the best thing ever. I wish they did that more. And then they never do it again.
Right. No, but I don't mind them switching it up like this. Especially because they don't really show anything after. So that works even better.
I was watching on my computer and I like thought I accidentally like skipped too far after commercial and I went back so two or three times and was like, oh no, they just didn't show it.
Like watching a TikTok on a loop. Like, did I miss it? Where'd it go? What happened?
But let's talk about the creator. They're doing a lot of repeats here. New and improved version for the men.
Yeah, I guess that's the theme now, right? Like, they're just bringing back they just run out of ideas after like five episodes. They're like, all right, well, let's just make each one harder now. Because this is the second straight time they've done this.
And I don't know if there's any COVID reason that you would have less ability to make stuff. I have no idea. I just blame COVID for everything. They didn't change the graphic, though. I was sad that it didn't. What's the name of this challenge again? Acid Destruction 2. But they only played the graphic for Acid Destruction 1. I was like, I'm at the wrong Acid Destruction.
It's not, because they have done seasons where they've had like set eliminations and like you pick from like a random pile or stuff like that. So they've done that before. And if they were going to do that, why not just like do that?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, they've had seasons where it's like four types of eliminations, like
strategic, physical, or
whatever. But so like, if you're going to do that, that's a totally fine thing to do for a season. But like, why not just do that and add that layer? Like, let someone pick which elimination they want, or, you know, it's randomly drawn or something. Like, if you're going to do that, just do that.
I do like that, but I like it less with the skulls, because I want there to be some hesitation that's of someone's trying to suss out what it is and not guaranteed and might get screwed. It's like almost too much power to pick the elimination and
put
someone in.
Sure.
All right. But yeah, pretty boring. Nani and Josh go in. I think it was the right move at that point with Amber and Meech.
Yeah. You had to know whoever was going to win was going to get a skull. And I guess it makes sense to let Josh get it, because I'm sure he will give it a write up second you want him to.
Do you think so? The difference is they start with a slide puzzle that tells you where the targets are. Last year, when Tori and Anissa did this elimination, famously, they didn't know where they were. Mm-hmm. They just were hitting them. Do you think there should have been an option that the puzzle was optional?
I mean, instead of just throwing targets around?
Do the puzzle, but once you decide you can't go back, do the puzzle and find out where the targets are for later, or skip the puzzle and have to potentially hit more targets because you don't know where they are.
That would be interesting. I think you would need to have more targets to be hit. It seemed like you only need to hit like five or six of them. So like, I think you would need to hit like 15 targets or something like that, where it would clearly take you so much longer if you were just throwing it randomly. Based off this, I don't think that would have played. I think it would be smart not to do the puzzle no matter what.
We should go back. I think Tori and Anissa's boards were larger. Am I wrong about that?
I think they were, because I think Tori or like Anissa had like 11 or 12 and she was like one away for the longest time. I think it was that. I think it was that.
I thought they were like 13. So I think that sounds right.
Yeah. I think Josh had to hit like half of that.
Yeah. So assuming they could correct for that, and that there would be sort of like, if you're good at puzzles, it'd be an advantage. Mm-hmm. And if you're bad at puzzles, like, you could make it up. Like, that would be more interesting to me. I really don't like seeing someone just like time out on this, especially a slide puzzle. I know you can learn how to do those, but to me, it's like a lot of times you just do it randomly and then it like comes out the result.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there are a lot of different ways you could have made it more like making choices in elimination, where either, you know, you do a puzzle and you don't have to, you know, how like Tori and he said, like, pull it really hard to pull it off. So maybe you could like do a puzzle or do that. Yeah, I think there'll be ways to make choices in elimination. That would be fun.
But all right, J- Josh wins, but he does so in humiliating fashion. Kareem Clark says, how mad do you think Josh will be when he hears the Dodo music play over his, quote, epic win?
I mean, he had to think it was coming, right? Like, how many times are the entire cast laughing at you in elimination? I feel like that can't be too often that you'd be so surprised that that would be played out like that.
I mean, act like you did it on purpose, man. He should be excited. But the reality was, this wasn't close. Mm-hmm. You beat him in the puzzle. And you did, look, you did the challenge, Josh. You did win. Mm-hmm. But, like, you didn't look good doing it, as Devin says. And he should be mm-hmm. happy, but I don't think he should start pounding his chest, thanking the Academy, calling out Devin Hobro next time. Mm-hmm. Like, you have never won an elimination and you won against a rookie who has never cared to actually be on the show and couldn't do the puzzle.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Look, he has every right to be happy. You can only beat who's in front of you. He was the only person he could beat that night and he won. So good for him. It would have been horrifically horrible if he lost, so thank God he won. Well, not thank God, I would rather he lost, but for him, thank God he won. But yeah, then it, you know, acting like, you know, he did some heroic feat was a little much, but it was very much expected for Josh. Like, he could have beat a five-year-old at that and he would have reacted the same
exactly
way,
so. Before we get to all the questions we got this week basically are about Josh, the Skulls, how it's going to work now that they're five. Before we get to that, I do want to say that I was very surprised to hear TJ tell Meech, I like you and I hope we'll see you in the future.
Yeah, but I think that was masked by when Meech was like, yeah, I was trying my best. And TJ was like, yeah, I know, that's the sad part. I feel like that trumps all, and that means we will...
Does that?
He was trying to be nice. He was trying to be nice at the end.
He doesn't get, I'm sure we'll see in the future, we'll definitely see in the future. But... Mm-hmm. The fact that he said the future and see you and hope
without the dot,
I was floored. So maybe you're right. He thought it was like too harsh and he overcorrected. But man, TJ's given a harsh goodbye before and then said, take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I thought he was for sure going to get a take care of yourself.
Yeah. At least he tried and smoked four packs a day like Anastasia.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Rourke texted me recently and was like, who is the person who got told, like, if you weren't smoking 8 packs a day, maybe you'd have a chance or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just randomly said it. Great. Okay.
We got that kinship.
Kareem Clark. So Josh is definitely getting that skull stolen from him on the next guy's day, right?
Yeah. Corey, okay. Maybe Darrell. There's a lot of options. So there are five are given out now, right? He was the fifth?
Yeah. Devin, Kyle, Fessy, Leroy, and Josh.
So, yeah. So unless, you know, one of the people with skulls have it and they want to try to keep people without. So it'll be interesting. So if someone wins elimination and two people now are going in without, let's say it's, you know, Corey and Darrell, and the person wins. So they just get nothing, right?
Yeah. Courtney said, what do you guys think will happen if two men with no skulls end up in elimination? Maybe one goes home, the other stays, but doesn't get a skull. Kyle Picard says, shouldn't guys with skulls now just try their best to put two guys in without elimination? Yeah, I think someone would get eliminated, but not get a skull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you would think the people with skulls should try to work together, right? Comes some sort of agreement, like, let's block everyone else. Like, let's just make this the final.
Well, assuming that's who they want in the final, right? Like, I think...
Yeah, I guess people don't want Fessy. Fessy should try to do that.
I think Fessy is the one that they'd want to get rid of, whereas, like, I think Kyle, Devin, Josh, and Leroy. Josh can't make it any easier by including anyone else. Sort of same right with Devin. And Leroy and Kyle are probably pretty confident in their ability to go against people who are like matched like them. And so mm-hmm. why would you want Fessy in? But do you want CT over Fessy? Because who can beat Fessy in elimination? I mean, their plan was originally put Josh in against Fessy and just hope someone gets lucky. But I don't know that that's ever going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be interesting in the next few weeks now with five skulls for the guys, only two for the girls. So obviously next week would be a girls' day. I'm still waiting for some type of switch up, twist, double switcheroo, but I don't know what the
I thought that would have been this week, honestly.
Yeah. It seemed like a clear week. They could have done the guys' day, a girls' day instead of a guys' day. But I guess they probably felt like it's kind of weird that we've never had a girl rogue agent, which, I mean, I don't care for. I think it's just weirdly how this season broke down, but maybe they just felt like we should have one. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to do with this format. I think largely it's working, but I think it could really be tweaked by someone who's not me and who's paid to do that. Richie says, how should the format work moving forward? When it's a guy's week, there has to be at least one guy with a skull in the elimination, but they aren't even told when it's a guy's week till the pairs are selected. So something has to change, right? I mean, what's weird is like, yeah, how do they account for the fact that they need, as you said, like more girls need to get skulls than guys left? More girls have already been eliminated. Like, I don't actually, my brain doesn't work right now to do the math on it.
I guess they must do a double girls elimination. So two girls at one time gets called. I feel like that's like what they would have to do. I don't know how they would probably have to announce that beforehand, because then like you have to vote two teams in or something. But otherwise it's super off balance. And I don't know, like, it feels like there'd be much higher chance of a girl being shut out of a chance of getting a skull than a guy.
Or it has to be girls' limbs back to back, like it's been guys' limbs back to back because girls have left.
Right. But then you have like the rogue agent type thing, which kind of throws things off where like you can't.
Right.
But I guess you could do it. Well, if you do a girl elimination next week, then everyone's clear.
They could do another girls.
So you could do that. So the next two, I feel like, did they have to do girls eliminations the next 2 weeks? Unless they do some type
of... But as viewers, we want to see the guys elimination now. And it's like, okay, well, we're not going to see that for 2 weeks, the play out that there's actually five skulls. So it's sort of a little bit of a letdown. But
yeah,
let's see. I'm excited. I think as we get into the end game here, we broach... how many episodes did I say there was going to be? 16 or 18?
Yeah, it was just... I think you said 18.
Okay, so we're not quite halfway, but we're getting there.
No. Yep, getting there.
Girls' Day next week. Excited about that. Got some segments.
Trivia.
Oh, I missed the... I couldn't see the preview on my computer, so it's... Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, trivia.
There we go.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. Maybe, you know, that's sort of anyone's game. If Lolo and Nam win trivia after, like, expected to be the most physical threats, and then they just win trivia, mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
That would be fun. That would be something.
Should we get to the business?
Let's do it.
All right, where do you want to start?
We could do drinking game first. I got that front and center on my phone.
Wunderbar.
Shout out to Kyle Picard.
My brother dubbed him. Oh, my brother had a question that was negative towards Big T. So, Rob, I didn't pull it because I didn't want people to come for you.
Can't have that.
Go ahead.
Can't have that. So we had, you wrote 20-ish this week.
Jesus, okay. 20-ish.
So two times with the fancy graphic. Now I'm doing a celebration and Kyle's Devin confessional when they'll fade out switcheroo type thing.
Sure.
Two times.
I mean, I know exactly what he means.
Two times CJ offering his opinion. Laughing at Josh and telling Michi he sucks at puzzles. Kyle acting at a revenge. He put 12 times for subtitles. Oof. That was the ish, because he put 12 of the question mark. Well, so,
you
know, around 12.
You get tired once you count after 12.
Yeah. This is good. One for Josh's ball throwing.
wait, again, I just really love that this has become very idiosyncratic to Kyle. I mean, it always has been, but it's like, I'm picturing Kyle watching the episode, watching Josh struggle, and thinking to himself, wow, this is a great episode.
This is good. one nickname for Killer Cam. So that's the 20-ish.
Cool. I have a rule that's going to help detract from the quantity of drinks.
This is bad.
Pour one out every time someone times out on a puzzle.
Oh,
and that includes like timing out during a challenge where they continue, or like they lose because they never got past the puzzle. Pour one out, whatever that means to you. That's the new thing.
Oh, man. I didn't realize we didn't have this on the drinking list, which I feel like we do. So anytime you feel like producers are making things up on the fly.
It's an old staple. It's been there before.
I thought it was in there.
You love challenging Kyle. You take it up with him if you thought it was in there.
No. I know it was not. I just thought it was, but I remember it was not. It's been there before.
All right, let's get to the Soch. Thanks to digital communication manager Megan Elizabeth. Cam, I am. She says there's always a method. You know, I don't mean to be Rob's sister Nina over here and nitpick, but you think Cam would have a cooler handle than I am Cam I am, and Cam I am is her name. Just saying. Okay.
Oh, that's not bad. I am Cam I am.
It just like underscore. I left the underscore out. I just think she should be like Kill a Cam. But even her name, so like the handle is whatever, but the name she chooses for herself, that she could be anything, it's just Cam I am.
Is Kill a Cam taken?
No, but you could be anything in the name, not in the handle, you know, where it just says your name that you input yourself.
Yeah, shout out to, well, I guess I shouldn't give this guy's name, but someone has Kill a Cam, so you can find it.
But again, she could just say Kill a Cam and the candle could be at I am Cam I am.
True.
All right. There's always a method to everything I do. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm sure there's a method to being Cam I am. And it's like, you're right here telling me this. I did the BB Alliance a huge favor by helping Josh. Now they owe me a huge favor on Girls Day. Smiley face. I don't think that's true. Plus, Kate, you're already working with Casey because Casey's with Leroy. So like, you know. Mm. Devon, I'm not watching the season, but it feels good seeing Cam finally get her flowers on the timeline. On the TL. I think that's timeline. Sparkle emoji, sparkle emoji, sparkle emoji. Ashley wrote, damn, with the quickness, clap emoji, clap emoji, clap emoji. I'm proud for Josh. Then she retweeted it and said, I retract this statement. Ooh, emoji. Ashley, don't use your partner for where your vote is going every week. I mean, I don't feel like you look weak nomination. Don't you feel like you look weak nomination after nomination saying I'm voting what I'm told? Emoji, vote how you feel. Shrug emoji. Is that Amber B? Then show not how you feel, what is best for you, then own up to it. So maybe that's an attack on Amber Borzoch?
I guess so. Tough for Ashley to offer it. I know she's won twice, but you know, when you get eliminated twice in one season, maybe wait till next year to start criticizing.
Well, that's the rule. Then you and I should not be doing this podcast. Josh, a lot of people claim BB plays a shady game, but Big Brother Alliance stays solid to each other. Fist emoji. Okay. Fessy, Kyle is a smart man. Let it be known, we are not rivals, though. We really best friends. Red heart emoji. That guy who's like, pointing to his head. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Good times. What else do we have? The I almost said freak of the week. That's not us. That's Bryce Isaiah.
Absolutely not Bryce.
I could only hope to ever introduce a freak of the week. Okay. The designated drivers are here to pick us up. Kate, I was gonna say Brian Cohen, Stuart and Matt, thank you very much. Was there a discrepancy this week? Let's see the summary. Update. Not much movement this week. Only Casey with no confessionals, otherwise just points from the elimination. Teams tied up at 16 after we were trailing last week, thanks to Brian's elimination point. Although personally, I wish the elimination had a different outcome. Listen, you ain't lying. Again, I just want to reiterate that, and me and Scally have talked about this, Matt and Brian also, I don't know why anyone just said me and Scally, but like, we done fudged up. We definitely, and this is not just because I would have benefited from it. It makes no sense that the poor DDs who make this great chart every week, we should have had it weighted based on how long you lasted, because essentially it's only going to come down to the elimination, because at some point everyone's going to get points when their people go home. So like now you fools have caught up to me, but you don't deserve it.
I guess the point, the point of this was like, can't win the season. So I guess we either should have just done that, or we should have made it more complicated.
It just should have been, you get, you know, whatever episodes, let's say there's 10 episodes, you get 9 points if they go home episode one, 8 points if they go home episode two. So you basically just get an extra point for every time the earlier you go.
Yep.
So again, we still care about this because I look forward to Brian and Matt chipping away at mine and Scally's lead. But, and I only have Devin, Kyle, and Amber B left. Brian's got Corey, Casey, and Anissa left, so all is not equal. in the finals when Scally and I go head to head. Brian and Matt, too soon to tell.
Scally has Corey Casey in it.
Yeah, but his name is also Brian, and it says Brian S on this. Can we get this changed to Scally? It would be helpful to me.
Although it is looking quite poor. I feel like one of my people is going to win. It's not great.
You think one of your people are going to win?
Yeah, I mean, I think Cam's going to win.
And Leroy. Well, we'll see. We'll see if I could still pull it out based on who else makes the final. Because, again, Matt's got Nam, Lolo, Nani and Josh, who just got Skulls, Fessy, CT and Amber. You've got Big T, Darrell, Gabby, Cam and Leroy, and Teresa. Cam and Leroy are your biggest bombs here. But Corey and Casey are looking pretty strong on Brian's team, Scally's team. Again, I have to just applaud myself, watch Devin and Kyle somehow win the first, like, both male duo. But I can pick losers again, like, you know, no one's business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kids pick their nose.
Ooh.
All right.
What a burn.
The Johnny Langan tag game. Any tags this week you want to guess? I pulled the tags.
Did they tag Relic?
Nope.
No. Did they tag wrestle?
They did tag wrestling.
Okay. I'm good, better.
What about
go
ahead, keep going.
Did they tag did they tag like puzzle or slide puzzle?
Puzzles. Ding ding.
Okay. Did they tag like throwing?
No.
Okay. That's all I got.
They tagged sneak, which I feel like is related to like Nam and CT's mm-hmm. approach. The mud pit. Yep. The mud pit.
Okay.
Betrayal. Okay. Laughter.
Oh.
Puzzles. Disappointment. Apologizing. Elimination. Secrets. Angry wrestling. Two words. Angry God, and wrestling.
That's a lot of tags.
Oh, they're tagging it up, baby. All right, we have 5-star reviews, and I think that's it. Did we make it through all of our bullshit?
I think so.
All right.
Unless we're adding someone new.
I mean, you want to talk about your feelings on the Survivor season you're watching? I feel like Brian's Survivor defense corner has a nice ring to it.
Oh yeah, I'm on Gabon. that was my subtle shot at Crystal. Is that top of mind with Olympic athletes? Gabon still speaks.
Thank God you took a subtle shot at Crystal.
I don't know what people are talking about. These people all suck.
Are you
so,
coming for Corinne Kaplan?
The cast is not great. Like, not every season could be good.
For Corinne Kaplan?
So far, Corinne's been very quiet for the first like 5 or 6 episodes. I like Corinne. She's fine. She's great. Entertaining. Everyone else sucks. I don't know.
I'm not saying you need to like Corinne Kaplan. I'm just asking if you're coming for her.
No, I don't want her to like write a burn book about me. I'm very worried. But like, I don't know who these people are that are like, people are like, Gabon's the best season of all time. Then we just watch different shows.
Who is saying is saying Gabon is the best season of all time?
I had multiple people telling me Gabon is the best cast of all time. And I'm like, I don't know. We're on different universes. Well, you enjoy that one. I'll enjoy this one.
We already knew that. All right. 5-star reviews starting from last week. So I don't deserve these reviews, but I'll thank you for them. Thank you to GatorBob72. V loves the challenge. And that's commitment to the challenge. Your entire iTunes identity is based on it. I respect that. A Kishore 97. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. If you want to let us know how you're feeling as we approach the almost halfway point of the show, you can go to robhitswebsite.com/challenge iTunes and leave us alone. Let's see. You put some ridiculous target out. We're not hitting that. And I didn't condone it, so we're fine.
What are we at?
We're at 754 5-star reviews.
I want 800, right?
And we're at 831 ranking ratings overall.
I might just create 50 accounts and do a...
You know what, Brian? If you want to start putting in work into this podcast, it would be appreciated. I'm just kidding.
I feel like there's a lot of pent-up aggression.
No, there's none. Right, the show wouldn't exist without you for so many reasons. I said that at the top. You don't get to hear it again.
Mm-hmm.
But it will have to exist without you next week.
Because
you've had enough carrying the show on your back for 3 weeks.
Oh, missing trivia. So upsetting.
Should I say who's going to come? I don't know.
Yeah.
What if he cancels on us?
Well, then it'll look bad on you.
True. We are expected to be joined by the New hit sensation to hit RHAP, Chappelle. I slid into his DMs and was like, is that going to catch on if I say DMs like dims? I slid into his DMs and was like, I will die if you say no. And so he begrudgingly said yes. So we'll have two people on this pod, me and him, who don't want to really be here. No, I'm just kidding. I really can't wait for that, Brian. You will be missed, though. But I'm excited. And, you know. You can always check out New Girl Old Guy at anchor.fm/New Girl Old Guy, where me and Akiva
threw us off this week.
We were soft.
You threw us off when Akiva did the open. I was like, oh my God, is Ali missing this one too? I can't believe they're doing it without the non old girl, no guy. Like, not like
old girl. Wow. Tell me how you really feel. Yeah, no, I'll give the tea on why that was. Akiva and I got a huge fight, the biggest fight of our friendship. And I was like, I'm done. And then I actually had to miss New Girl Old Guy because of work. It wasn't because of a fight, but like, I also was like, we're done here. Like, I've had enough. I'm too stressed out, whatever. And then we worked it out, but I was like, until further notice, you have to host the show. And that's when you'll know I'm not mad anymore when I start hosting a fight. It was great. It cracked me up when I was editing it. His bumbling opening. I thought about setting him up to just say, all right, 3, 2, 1, and then say nothing until he remembered that he'd have to do it. But I didn't want to set him up like that. So I was just like, all right, remember, you have to do it. He was like, what?
Oh, man, that's a good barometer. Who's hosting the show? Who's opening the show? That's how we know.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Cohen with a C, Brian _. And follow you
at Lash Tweets.
We'll be back next week, episode 9. Till then, have a good one.